Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday was Mother's Day, so happy belated Mother's Day to all of our moms out there. We talked this Sunday about Psalm 23. We took a break from our I Am series where we've been talking about the Gospel of John, and we talked over at Delaware about Psalm 23, which is an extraordinary passage of Scripture. Like many people, it's one of my favorite psalms, one of my favorite passages of Scripture. And so I want to start off this morning just by reading it to us. So I'll just read it here for you. It says this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Really, just two things I want to say to us this morning concerning Psalm 23. Number one, I want to encourage everyone who's listening this morning to memorize Psalm 23. That was my challenge to our Delaware campus this Sunday. I said, look, memorize Psalm 23. And I've experienced this in my own life, but I owe this insight to another pastor. He was talking about how memorizing and reciting Psalm 23, God often takes the words of the psalm and seems to use those words to help you feel and experience the reality that those words are talking about. It's almost as if when you recite Psalm 23, God just takes it, and as you say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul." It's almost like God in that moment, he does restore your soul. As you say, "He leads me beside still waters," God is leading you beside still waters. As you say, "He makes me lie down in green pastures," it's like God does it in that very moment. I've seen it happen in my own life. I've experienced that where you just feel beat down by life. And so you go to pray and you're not even sure necessarily what to pray about. And God has led me to just pray back to him, Psalm 23. And as I've said those words, it's almost like just saying the words, memorizing it, allowing God to take it from your head into your heart. It helps you experience and feel the truths that the psalm conveys. So I want to challenge everybody, make it a goal this week to memorize Psalm 23. And the second thing I wanted to talk about is really there in verse 4. You know, the first few verses are so positive, right? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." It's happy imagery. Green pastures, leads me beside still waters, restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. But then in verse 4, it kind of takes this turn. Very abruptly, David says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And now he begins talking not just about God, but to God, which is important, right? We should not just talk about God in our lives, but talk to God. He says, "For you, God, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And so we talked about that a little bit on Sunday, where I just said, look, our culture often tells us that valley moments in life, valley experiences, dark seasons in life, those are to be avoided, right? We're to run away from those things and get back to comfort as quickly as possible. And I said, look, that's just not, that's not the message of Scripture. Those valley moments, sometimes, yes, we need to remove ourselves from those situations, but sometimes God intentionally leads us into the valley. Sometimes the path of righteousness leads through a valley. And I told our folks, look, according to Psalm 23, God is not absent in the valley. God is still leading. He is there, and he promises his presence, and he promises to comfort us during those times. So we have nothing to fear in the valleys of life because our God, our shepherd, is with us. And I shared the story of a couple at our church. They have two little boys, and when their first boy was born a couple of years ago, he had a heart defect. And just a couple of days into life, he had to have open heart surgery. And that was definitely a valley experience for them. And as they were having their second child a couple of weeks ago, their second boy, there was a danger, a possibility that he might have to have something similar, that he might have something similar and might have to have surgical intervention like that. And I was talking to the dad a couple of weeks ago, and I said, "Hey man, how are you guys doing?" And he said something to me that has just stuck with me and really came back to my mind as I was reading Psalm 23 last week. He said, "You know, Cale, obviously we're praying that our boy who's about to be born is going to be completely healthy, that there's going to be no issues." But he did say, "Look, if," and he didn't say it necessarily this way, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but he said, "Look, if God leads us into that valley again, I know that we're going to be okay. And in a weird way, I'm excited to see how God would reveal himself, because the last time God led us into that valley, we felt his presence and he comforted us so extraordinarily and revealed himself and was just with us." He said, "We felt the prayers of the saints and the presence of God during that valley experience. And so if God should take us through that again, we're not afraid, because I know God is with us." And as I heard him talk, I just thought, man, this is Psalm 23 verse 4 right here. This is Psalm 23. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So I want to give you an opportunity to pray and just respond to the Lord this morning. Again, I want to encourage you to memorize Psalm 23 this week. But right now, I just want to give you an opportunity to pray to the Lord. And maybe you're in a green pasture moment or a still water moment, and you just want to pray to the Lord and say, "God, thank you. Thank you that you restore my soul." Maybe you're in a dark season of life, walking through the valley, and you just need to take time to say, "God, thank you that you're still leading, that you're not absent, and that you comfort me." Take time to just pray that to the Lord right now. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope this has been helpful, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.